good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here to join you for the first 20 minutes of the program, the first segment of the program today. I am solo for the first 20 minutes, and then you will hear a pre-recorded conversation with Pastor Butch Paul and James Corbett. I was unable to be there on Wednesday when we normally record the my conversation with James Corbett, so Butch was willing to fill in for me, and I thank him for that. So I haven't had a chance to hear it, and I heard it was a good one. Butch is a good interviewer, so make sure you stay tuned for the second and third segment of the program with James Corbett. So I am live right today, and today is April 3rd, 2020. And let's go ahead and get to the market prices today. And you're all going to have to bear with me. This is the first change, other than watching the gold and silver markets today. This is, we're going to be sharing the news together again. So we have gold today, and it was up this level all day long, $1,150 right now in the New York spot price after market, $1,622. Silver was down 13 pennies at $1,446. Platinum was down 7 at $730. Palladium was down 31 at $2,260. The USDX today was up 0.43 at 100.53. And I mentioned yesterday, it's a nice trend to see gold breaking away from the dollar. Usually when that dollar shows some strength, there's pressure on gold. And for the past couple of days, we've seen gold building that little bit of a trend that it seems to be wanting to go higher, breaking away from that U.S. dollar. Does it, you know, and yeah, and then we can go back and say the manipulation. Yeah, I get all that. But we're just looking at things, at little trends that I see in these markets after following them, you know, 24/7 basically. And so I find that interesting. You know, I get all the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on, you know, so it isn't any different than following this trend than those who follow charts. Well, you can't follow charts if it's all manipulated, so you may as well throw all those charts out the window. So, again, but we do look at charts. Gives us an idea, perhaps. In fact, charts are worse than my little trends that I follow. Mine are more accurate. And crude oil was up 314 at 28.46. We'll talk about why. We mentioned it briefly yesterday, but we'll go a little bit more into details in this first segment. The paper markets today, and let's get to the paper markets. They were down. You know, the Dow was down 360 points off the low, 21,052. NASDAQ was down 114 points. 7,373. The S&P was down 38 at 2,488. 10-year yield, 0.59%. 0.59%. London was down almost 1.25%. Germany was down almost 0.5%. And, you know, it was, and again, when you have all these stimuluses, the small business stimulus, $350 billion going to small business was supposed to begin today. And I'll tell you what, from what little I've been reading or I've had the opportunity to read about it, that looks like that's a program that is designed to be doomed. I mean, banks have no idea on how to service this. They were given the deadline that these loans should be made available today, that money should start funneling through, but they have no requirements. Comments from banking people have said that these loans are just basically, I mean, you just the way they're being set up, most likely the majority of them will be defaulted on. I think banks are only allowed to charge 1%, which I don't have a problem with that. But the money's coming from government, so why is banks earning 1% on it? But hey, you know, you get to pay $6,800 in taxes for your $1,200 check, so, you know, hey. It's Oh, it's all so bizarre, but it gave a little confidence to everyone out there. And, you know, people were taking a little bit of a sigh of relief. But these small business loans for $350 billion, you know, not sure when that money is going to be available to these small businesses, and not quite sure if that was supposed to pay for their employees while they were off. And I have seen there's a lot of businesses out there that are doing some things. The restaurant associations are setting up an account. They already collected $10 million? I guess their goal is $100 million to funnel money into the various restaurants to help pay for the employees to weather them through. I wish whenever I was laid off in my younger years that I had that kind of help to help me through the down times when the unemployment wasn't enough to get you through. So, but that was then. This is today. We're there to help everyone. Of course, we didn't have this type of situation either, you know, but there's a lot of talk that the banks were the problem in 2008, and now this time they can help. It's like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with people? It just baffles me to no end. The things that I hear, and I get called on the line. I'm getting sent, and I do appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. I want you to send me things. You can either email them to me at discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. You can, that's where I want you to do it, discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. Send me things. I've been sent things through Facebook, and that's fine too. I love it because I can share these things. And that's what keeps my thinking stimulated. I just don't follow one or two people and thinking that everything they say. I want everybody to critically think. You know, if people give you things to follow, well, you can follow, but you still got to critically think when you follow. And the only way you can critically think is you got to get information from both sides. It's, you know, and I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying we live in very strange times. And, you know, I get accused of, you know, a lot of things. I'm just trying to help people financially. I'm trying to help you get your hard-earned money protected. I don't see anything out there other than gold and silver at this point in time. We all knew where this was headed. You know, people were talking about pandemics like this was something new. Hello, we've been talking about it for how many years? That it was just going to happen. And that this was going to happen. This isn't new. People, it just baffles me. But again, I'm not here to critique. I'm not here to, well, maybe I am here whining. I don't mean to. Let's go ahead and talk about, you know, we mentioned oil. And oil prices started to move up because yesterday there was a comment from the White House saying that, hey, the Russians and the Saudis had agreed to cut output by an unprecedented 10 million to 15 million barrels per day. That represents about 10% to 15% of the global supply. And the countries didn't confirm this. They said they would discuss it, but, you know, it was just, again, words mean something. And we saw oil rise. Now, that might help our oil companies. Today, there was a big meeting in D.C. Trump was to host big oil executives to discuss the market slump. And, you know, it is threatening businesses. The Saudi-Russia price war, there's so much more behind it. So the administration could offer ways to help the industry weather this crisis. And here's another industry that we're going to help weather the crisis, including waiving royalty payments. Drillers have to pay for oil produced on federal lands. Imposing on import tariff on foreign crude oil. maybe they can ease shipping regulations. What I hear, 10 or 15 million barrels per day isn't going to cut it. There's so much glut out there that they're talking about 30 million barrels per day, double the amount that they're even suggesting in order for it to make any impact. And by the time they get around to making any type of an agreement, they'll probably need twice as much as 30. Because there's that much floating around. Trump is also likely to highlight his efforts to push Moscow and Riyadh to end their price war, tighten the taps to boost prices. The main hope for ailing U.S. drilling industry that supported his campaign. Well, you know, let's raise those oil prices so we can pay higher gasoline prices at a time when people aren't working and they're $1,200. Of course, they can't go anywhere. They have no need to buy gasoline. They can't go anywhere. Jeez, Weege. But anyway, Friday's meeting was expected to begin around 2 p.m. And, of course, those you typically would expect, Exxon, Chevron, Occidental, Continental, the American Petroleum Institute, and others. One of the sources said Trump would host a teleconference with scores of smaller independent drillers later in the afternoon. So, again, we'll have to see how this follows through. I think the big meeting is going to come with the Saudis with the meeting on Monday. So we'll have to see. And the meeting on Monday just isn't the OPEC countries. It's all the other little guys too that will be there. So Russia says that they can't cut back their production in oil because that's tied to their natural gas. So, you know, we'll just have to see. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You know, there's all kinds of headlines out there regarding the virus. All the numbers that they're out there trying to scare everybody to death. If you don't die from the coronavirus, they'll scare you to death with their news. And I just urge everyone, no matter where you're at in the scheme of things, what your belief is, the bottom line is you have to look at the bigger picture. They can't bring this economy back. We didn't have a strong economy to begin with. It wasn't the greatest economy in the history of this country. There were cracks beginning to show. I don't care what reasons they used. If this is, you know, I believe we're all part of this design. And what's happening is the design. Whether it's manufactured, whatever. Don't become so focused on that you forget about what's going to be happening. It's going to be very difficult to be bringing back this economy. It isn't going to be a V-shape. I don't care if they create another $2 trillion. In a month, they've increased our budget by 50%. And they're talking about another $2 trillion for the infrastructure. You can't turn these numbers around. 10 million filed unemployment claims. The April non-farm payrolls, I don't have all the stats here, was over 700,000 jobs lost. And that's only for the week. We discussed that on Wednesday. That's going to be much worse next month. How do you turn that around? I mean, this is, our economy is not a little motorboat that you can turn it on the dime. This is you just can't turn this economy around that quick. Businesses are going out of business. And I'm bringing this up to gold and silver. You know, I've gotten a million calls Do you have gold eagles? Do you have silver eagles? No, no, no. We might be getting some silver eagles in. But the premiums, I can get you silver eagles today. I don't believe in paying the high premium. But everyone has become so focused on this one particular product. I don't understand it. No one has, oh, that's what I want. Well, you know what? I don't understand why anybody would pay $10 over spot, $11 over spot for an American Silver Eagle. I don't know why anybody would pay $24 for an American Silver Eagle when you could buy a Peace Dollar that is so much better product at that price than a Silver Eagle at the same at $24. The education that has come off the internet in the past 10 years is sad because people are not getting the best use out of their dollars. And yet these retailers online are scamming you. Wholesale. I'll tell you what wholesale is on Silver Eagles. It's $6. So they're making $4 a coin. $4 a coin they're making. They're making $80 on a tube of Silver Eagles. It's like, are you kidding me? The product doesn't have that value. It's like buying one ounce bar and paying $20 or $22. It's like, huh? Why would you do that? It's not the end of the world if you don't have Silver Eagles. So, yeah, I'm bringing Silver Eagles. I'm matching prices online. Do I like it? No, I don't. And I'm going to talk you out of it. Try to. If you want boxes of Silver Eagles, yeah, you can have them. Delivery's about 3 weeks out. That's reasonable. I can deal with Silver Eagles 3 weeks out. Not when they're 6 weeks, 8 weeks, or more out. So we can do that. So gold eagles, you know, same thing. If you want to wait and pay the high premiums, we have buffaloes with little premium. And you're the ones, when you're paying those high premiums, what you're doing is panicking. And I'm out of time. 800-375-4188. Give me a call. And next up will be Butch Paul and James Corbett. Thank you for joining us. We will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye, say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let him hold you down and make you cry?
These segments support Melody. It's taking a little bit of time off. Bless her heart, she's been working her tail off the last few weeks. She really has. And I'll be talking to James Corbin tonight. James Corbin is I've heard him on the broadcast. Never had the honor of having him on my program yet. Maybe one day I'll be able to talk him into it. I don't know. I'm kind of a peon compared to what these guys are, but we'll see. But anyway, James Corbin is one of the leading experts on a lot of different things in this world today. But he certainly has predicted a lot of things happening right now. He's predicted it. It's happening. And I know that he has been getting covered up with phone calls because people say, well, hey, he talked about this years ago and he was a conspiracy nut back then, but today he's not so nutty. I've been getting the same kind of phone calls here, James. People heard me on the radio 20 some years ago thinking, oh, that stuff can't happen. It is happening, and a whole lot more is happening behind the scenes we don't even know about yet. But James Corbin, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me on. It is a pleasure to be here, but it is not a pleasure to be right about the things I've been talking about all these years. We're going to have to deal with it.
I agree. I really wish I could say, folks, I've been wrong all these years. Just forget about what I said. Let's all go fishing. Take a time off and enjoy it. I mean, everything's fine. The economy's booming. There's nothing going on behind the scenes. You know, this is to all forget all this conspiracy stuff. But unfortunately, James, it has turned out to be not conspiracy. It's actually going on right now. Now, I'm going to turn you loose, and I won't interrupt you more than I have to, except to ask a few questions. I want you to share with the folks what's on your mind tonight, right from your heart, and tell them what's behind the scenes and what you expect in the future. You go right ahead.
Well, I think it's important for people to understand that what is happening right now is ultimately, I think this is not about a virus. That's not at the root of what's happening right now. What is happening right now is a global transformative event that is taking place economically, societally, in terms of our political situation. Everything is coming to a head, and it's all coming together. And the way I liken it, I've often described the work that I do as painting a picture, but you don't paint all the picture at once. You fill in this piece and that piece. It's like little pieces of a puzzle. And yes, they all fit together, but it's kind of hard to see that. Well, actually, at this precise time, all of the puzzle pieces are coming together in this viral pandemic scare that is going on right now. Every agenda that you can think of, the world government agenda, the global currency agenda, the transhuman agenda, the technological tyranny agenda, total surveillance, censorship of the internet, they all are coming together at this one inflection point, which is so strange. If you had told people even a month or two ago that the entire U.S. and other countries were going to be locking down and self-isolating and quarantining and having National Guard on the streets in Rhode Island looking for New Yorkers and making sure they get quarantined, I mean, that would have sounded like total lunacy. But it is happening, and people are applauding it. And I think of all of the things that I've seen over the past month, the only thing that surprises me is the rapidity with which the public has accepted these changes and is behind them, behind the people who are doing them. That,
James,
to me,
I'd say I won't interrupt you much, but you made a big statement, a huge statement. How easy we've accepted this, how we've backed into the corners, hunkered down and kissed our master's feet. That's what we've done. And I'll make this point and I'll shut up a minute. But I was doing some research today on an article right now entitled A Fearful People. And we are a fearful people. And generally, a wicked, moralist people are easily controlled because they're afraid to die. But in 1918, with the so-called Spanish or swine flu back then, there was 103,268,000 people in the United States. 675,000 died with that flu epidemic in 1918. Today, there's 327.2 million people in the country. Projected death rate of this new virus is 200,000. Not even near what it was back then. Three times as much back then as now, or more than three times, actually. And they didn't pull this back then because the people were too smart and too independent to take it. Today, we depend upon government to feed us and clothe us and house us, and we're soft people. So therefore, we don't know what our rights are. We don't know what the Word of God says. We follow right along with whatever we're told to do. Now, you go ahead. I'm sorry, I don't want to get started, but I just had to share that. You made a very good point there. Go ahead.
Well, you're exactly right, and I think there are two ways of analyzing that. One is just at the surface level of what's happening right now, that we are being told essentially that we need to reorganize human society around this new principle that they're trying to bring in, which is the idea that, well, you could catch this virus, and even if it doesn't affect you, you could then pass it on to someone who's immune compromised or elderly or suffering complications, and they could die from it. And ultimately, that would mean you are responsible for that person dying. And if we accept that principle, well, that equally applies to the flu and any other number of things that go around in the human population all the time. In fact, just a couple of years ago, there was a particularly bad flu strain that ended up with 60,000, I think, Americans were died in, I think it was 2018, including 4,000 a week were dying at the peak of the flu season a couple of years ago. That barely made a footnote in the news because, well, that happens all the time. These types of things go around, and we don't lock down the entire economy and force people into their homes and create new rules about social distancing because you could catch something that could be spread to others that could ultimately kill them. But that's the new paradigm they're trying to bring in right now. And unfortunately, a lot of people are accepting it. And I think that leads to the deeper level of analysis, which is what you're hinting at there, that essentially the population today is so much weaker and more fearful than the population in times past. As you say, during the Spanish flu, that was orders of magnitude worse than what we have seen, at least so far, with this novel coronavirus. And yet, we didn't stop the entire economy and shut down the world and lock people in their homes because people would not have taken it at that point. I think that speaks to the conditioning that the public has been under for generations. Amen. Now to be fearful and to live in fear of their government. And that is where
not, how not
we arrived
that,
at this.
James, the government's feeding 75% of the people some kind of check. You know that. Some kind of check. I mean, they may work a job, they're getting some kind of benefit from the government. Maybe it's HUD. Who knows what? But you don't bite the hand that feeds you, do you?
Exactly right. No, of course. People are, the entire social security net that has been created has never been about catching people safely so that they can fall down safely. No, it's been about catching people in a web so that
Amen.
It's harder for them to get out and
we
get away from the clutches of the government. So that's what this has always been about. And this is where the rubber meets the road with that agenda, because the way I see it, it's almost inevitable at this point that the bubble reality we've been living in, at least for the last decade, of central bank funny money nonsense is popping. And that's going to cause economic pain the likes of which we have not seen in our lifetime. And the answer they're going to try to provide is some form of assistance from government. We're already seeing the start of that with a $1,200 check. Yay, where do I sign up?
But that, maybe UBI.
Exactly. I think that's at least the conversation has been opened along those lines. And part of that conversation involves, well, you need digital dollar wallets that will be in your Federal Reserve member bank so the Fed can directly inject those funds into your account. What could go wrong? Which will, of course, also be tied to your identity, so everything you buy and sell will be tracked in real time by the government. And, oh, by the way, if you're a naughty boy or girl and you don't abide by the quarantine or self-isolation orders or whatever it is, we'll take your benefits away and you'll essentially starve to death.
You mean something like a social credit score? There you go. It's like China, folks, only worse.
Exactly. Exactly. As I say, everything that I've been talking about for all these years is coming together in this one event. It's almost remarkable to behold in the most nightmarish way imaginable.
Well, you know, I've been a pastor of 40 years and on radio over 27 years. And I certainly am not, I don't call myself a prophet. Some people do, but I'm really not. I just study history. I study current events and base it all on scriptural teachings. And I can see what's happening and tell you what's coming next because this happened in the past. So I'm not really a prophet. But America has seen nothing yet, brother. I think this is the beginning, I guess you could say, Bible calls the beginning of sorrows. But economically, for sure, our nation is shut down. Most of these businesses never make it back. A lot of them are suffering beyond belief right now. The government's going to spend $2.2 trillion to bail us out of money that's not there. It's all credit. It's all debit. It's nothing there. And it's going to cause inflation and much more than that. So, yeah, we're reaping kind of what we've sown for the last, 100 years?
Well, yeah. I mean, since the creation of the Federal Reserve, certainly that would be a good marking point of where this has been heading. And unfortunately, it has been devastatingly effective because, as we've noted, the population is now not only accepting it, but they're cheering it on and are essentially policing each other. And they're starting all these snitch hotlines. If you see someone, you know, not observing the social distancing rules, please phone this hotline and we can have the police come out and talk to them.
And people do. Absolutely. And people have done that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's horrific. But I understand to a certain extent why people are in that state. They are in a low information state. They have been in that way for a long time, and they've been conditioned to think that anyone who steps outside of those lines of acceptable opinion is a crazy conspiracy theorist who can't be listened to. Now, on the plus side, I think a lot more people are paying attention to what people like yourself and myself are saying. But too little, too late, perhaps. It is difficult to see a way out of this that does not involve a lot of suffering. And that's horrific to think about and to talk about, but we have to talk about it because there's very few options for us right now, given the way the system has been engineered. I think the ultimate solutions to what we're seeing are the same as they've always been, but they're even more important now, which is decentralization, getting off the grid in every sense imaginable, not only energy, money, food supply, absolutely everything you can do to get off of the system that has been put in place that will be tied to your social credit score and will eventually be tied to your vaccination certificate or whatever they come up with to make you allowable to trade in human society. We have to set up the systems that will be able to get around those systems of control, and perhaps the time is already too late for setting up those systems.
Well, now, you've been this a long time. The market has dropped a third. Obviously, that's true. Boom, from 29,000 to 20 a day, roughly. That's almost a third the way down. And I've been getting from other sources, I'm sure you have been too, that this is only the beginning of sorrow, so to speak, for the market. And a lot of people's retirements are tied to that. They're losing it. They're losing them. Businesses that promised the people that retired their lifetime of earnings of income for their faithfulness to the company. They're going bankrupt. They're going under right now as we speak. What do you see happening over the next month or two, even in the month of April? What do you see happening to the market? And what do you see? What can you tell us what you think is going to happen over the next few weeks?
Well, I think we're definitely going to start really feeling the effects in the next few weeks. In fact, back in February, when they were first starting to report on the disruption in the supply chains, the global supply chains from the Chinese shutdown, at that time, you had Wells Fargo and others putting out reports saying that we would expect to see significant shortages on the shelves in the U.S. in mid-April. So we haven't even entered this crisis, really, in terms of the disruption that's already been caused. And that's just like a rolling wave that will always be a few weeks behind the time. So the layoffs, the closures that we're seeing right now in the U.S. are going to be catching up in the next few weeks. And that's going to be horrific to behold. I can't really stress enough. This is the greatest depression that we are about to step into, because the economy is so much more ballooned out now than it was even at that time in 1929. And what's worse, the population in 1929 was still largely rural, agrarian, able to fend for itself in a number of ways. That has been engineered out of the population. So all of those social structures and systems and working the land and things like that that were in the population at that time, well, it's much rarer these days, and that is to everyone's detriment.
Well, I would say that, and I'm sure this is probably a low number, but 50% of people in this country wouldn't even know how to plant a garden if they had room to grow one. The plant one, they wouldn't know how to do it. They've never done it. They wouldn't know where to buy the seed, how to plant it, how to take care of it. And that's really sad, because you said most people back in the 20s, while they started falling apart, then lived in the country, not just in cities. So we're seeing an ignorant people facing a crisis that's never been heard of before in this country. I do believe, James, from what I've seen, this is going to be worse than the Great Depression. The unemployment rate is right now, according to the government's well over 30%. I'd say closer to 50% myself, because of all the businesses shut down. That's twice what it was during the Great Depression.
That's right. Yeah, no, exactly right. I don't think it's even comparable what's happening right now, because of the way the economy has been leveraged out so much further than it was even at the height of the stock market craze in the 20s. And now we have all the derivatives and the credit default swaps and all of the things that are going to implode. There has been estimates in the quadrillions of dollars of notional wealth that are tied to these derivatives. It's essentially a debt black hole that's been created, and that black hole is starting to suck right now. It's starting to draw everything in. And that, again, it's the collapse of the system as we've known it. Now, of course, the question, as always, is what is going to emerge on the other side of this crisis? And I think, unfortunately, the banksters and the planners have had this very type of crisis in mind for a number of years now. They're not stupid. They know that the bubble they created was going to pop, and they've been waiting for it. And I think it's going to be tied to some sort of currency that will only be tradable electronically, and it will only be if you have the proper social credit score and all of these things. So we're going to start seeing that those ideas rolling out, and it may not happen this month or the result of this particular round of the coronavirus crisis, which we are being told now will drag on for 18 months or whatever it is, and we might have to go into lockdown, and then you'll be let out for a month, and then lockdown again and let out for a month. There's no way the economy can survive that. So the only thing people will have is whatever is being handed down to them like manna from heaven from the government. And once people are in that state of dependency, the solutions that they offer will, of course, always be booby-trapped and will ultimately lead people further into the enslavement to the debt grid that's been created around them. Now that debt is being cashed in terms of physical control over people's lives.
Amen. Well, you know, the digital dollar has to almost be, because cash, even though it's fiat currency, is still tradable for goods and can be done privately. They can't have that. You know, I could buy a gun from you, so per se, if you were next to where I lived. I could buy a gun. We got to pay for it, and we can take it. I can keep it, and no one ever knows about the transfer. But with the digital currency, that would be impossible. We couldn't do that. We'd have to go through the banking system with this digital currency in order to buy a loaf of bread or buy a shotgun. It makes no difference. They know who's got it, how much you paid for it, and they can do about anything they want to with that person. They could deny the sale if they wanted to. They could do a lot of things because the power is in their hands. I mean, that's just the way it works out, isn't it?
Exactly right. Anything that people can do to escape that sort of control is what we need right now. But as I say, the entire system has been engineered around it. And everything that they can do to try to eliminate privacy in any form of transaction or movement or choice amongst the public is what they are going to start doing. And of course, it will all be justified, quote unquote, by this coronavirus panic. So now we're starting to see, well, from now on, people are probably going to have to carry around apps that will geo-track them in live real time so that the government can monitor. And if you are found to have come in contact with someone who later tests positive for coronavirus or whatever viral pandemic happens next, they're going to be able to lock you down and quarantine you, and no questions
right.
asked. You have
we have
to
good break here, James. Guys, a break coming up, folks. We have good break, folks. Right to break. A lot more talk about. My goodness, what a crap for information. No, go away.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, Melody's bumper's getting kind of in the boogie mood here. That's a little different. I like that. Again, we're talking to James Corbett of the CorbettReport.com. That's your website, right? CorbettReport.com?
That's right.
Okay. Folks, check it out. Corbett, C-O-R-B-E-T-T, CorbettReport.com. This man is absolutely on top of the game. But you mentioned before the break, you know, about people getting used to the idea of the, we'll say, digital dollar. James, they've been breaking us into this in increments ever since I've been born, almost. I mean, we started out with nothing but the credit card, for example. Something as innocent as a credit card. Moved on from there, you know, to now even the driver's license, everything's digitalized. Your picture, your fingerprint, all that. All these things are moving in slowly but surely, creeping into our lives. And the convenience of it is what sells people. I mean, you talk to young people, they don't carry cash. They got a cell phone. They pay with cell phone. It's so handy. And now, of course, we see people literally being chipped and paying for things with a chip in their hand. This has actually happened in our lifetime, Brother James. And I'm seeing this, and people, a lot of people are just backing right up to it and saying, man, let me have it because this is so handy to have these things. I don't, you know, I can't lose cash. I mean, I don't have cash to lose. So I'll pay the cell phone. This is so convenient.
Absolutely. You're right. This is definitely part of the conditioning that we've been under essentially our whole lifetime at this point. And it's one of those things that it's like a fish swimming around in the water. You don't see the water because it's just where you are until you are made to look at the water. And in the work that I do, I sometimes come across pieces of information that put things in perspective. And I did a video almost 5 years ago now called You Are Being Programmed to Accept the Global ID Control Grid, where one of my listeners sent me a picture of an old Social Security card back from when the Social Security Act first came around in the 1930s, and they first started sending out these cards to people. And people were freaking out at that time. A Social Security card that's being given to me by the federal government. I have now some sort of federal number that's tracking me. What is this? And people were very scared about it. So they actually put on the card, not for identification purposes.
I have that. My card says that. I laminated. My card says that yesterday.
Exactly right, yeah. But that's one of those things where me sitting here in 2015, as a relative young person, thinking, wow, people really used to care about that, and now people don't even bat an eyelash, of course. Social Security card, yeah, whatever, no big deal. That's the kind of conditioning that's been going on for generations now, and now it has really reached its epitome of that mindset. Well, what's the big deal? It's just numbers. It's just a database. Who cares? Now we are seeing what this has always been about, which is creating the complete tracking and surveillance grid of everything. And people, as you say, are actually clamoring for it.
And this is worldwide. This is worldwide.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, worldwide, folks.
Japan
worldwide.
I can attest. I'm Canadian. I live in Japan. It's happening everywhere I've been, and it's happening all at the same time, almost as if it was a coordinated agenda. Imagine
that.
Oh, my. One of the things that I found interesting, one of the ideas that's been spread around in the past month or two is that cash is dirty, and you might be spreading virus on your cash,
yes,
so you shouldn't use cash.
Yes.
And actually, that was based on a study that someone did about, you know, the coronavirus surviving on plastic or surviving on paper for such and such time. The researchers of that paper admitted, well, actually, we didn't test actual cash. We didn't test, you know, paper money. It's not even paper. It's whatever type of cotton they use or special material. But they didn't test cash. But people have been reporting it as, oh, coronavirus can survive on cash, so don't use your cash, which I thought was just silly and just a sort of an idea they're trying to inject in the public mind. But I'm getting more and more people saying that there are many stores that will not accept their cash anymore. They have to swipe their card because they don't want to touch cash. It's actually happening now, and it's just, it's horrible to behold.
It really is, you know. And we're talking about cash, of course, and you probably saw this. A lady speaking for the FDIC, this is on our website, but folks, PastorBush.com. You can find this. A lady speaking for the FDIC said, leave your money in the bank, people. It's the safest place to have it. Now, when the FDIC has to advertise, please trust us. Leave your money with us. Mm-hmm. That makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I'll try to send it to you if I can find that. But you can go to PastorBush.com, James, and you'll find that on this month's headline list on the site. But the lady's saying, you can trust us. Your money's safe with us. It's insured. Now, when the banks say that, I think they're afraid of having a bank run. I really do.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right, and we've seen some element of that with the rise in the dollar over the past few weeks. That's because everyone is liquidating all their different positions and getting something liquid, cash of some sort, if not physical, at least you know the electronic equivalent thereof. They're all trying to liquidate all their dollar denominated assets or assets in other currencies and trying to get some of this liquid cash. Yeah, of course they're worried about, in fact, physically running out of cash. As well as the demand that it's placing on the system, as well as the fact that it's causing global commodity deflation, because everything priced in dollars, well, everyone wants the dollars, they don't want the commodities. So it is, that's another economic pressure that's going on at the same time, and it's another reason why people are going to be railroaded into the electronic cash, the digital dollar system, so that they can do negative interest rates and other things, and you can't withdraw your cash from the bank. You will never have anything physical that you can store outside of the system. It will all be contained in the system.
By that, I mean, what could go wrong with that? What a wonderful idea. I mean, what could go wrong with that? You know, I mean, never having in your possession your own wealth, and you never having that in your own power to control. Boy, fulfilling prophecy in Nehemiah chapter 9 and other places. I mean, it is amazing that the beast system, the banking system, will have all of your available funds that you could use to feed your family, to pay, make your mortgage payment, to take a vacation, whatever it is. You'll have to go through them to get it. You just can't go to the bank and draw out a savings account. You can't put it up in a gun safe somewhere and keep it for future reference. It has to be in this account or it's no good. You have nothing to cash in for cash. Now think about that, folks. Think about that. The bank won't have any cash on hand. They won't need it. It'll be done through digital dollars. And so, you know, James, we got to the point now, most people have direct deposit. They use debit cards or whatever, credit cards, pay bills. They don't use cash anyway, so they're getting used to the idea of no cash in their hands, aren't they?
That's right. I mean, we're only one step removed from the digital dollar concept because the vast majority of the money supply these days is not physical cash. It's ones and zeros in electronic records in people's bank accounts that are transacted, as you say, through debit cards and what have you. So most people are already kind of prepared for this, and now it's just a question of getting a new app on their phone or whatever it is, you know, opening the new digital wallet in their Federal Reserve member bank, and there they are. They're plugged directly into the cash cow that isn't actually cash. It's just the Federal Reserve creating ones and zeros out of nothing and injecting it into people's accounts. And again, I understand people who are starving are probably going to accept whatever they can in order to feed their families, but those whatever they're going to accept is going to come with strings attached, and those strings ultimately are pulling on the thread of humanity itself. I don't know how to state this in a way that gets it through to people, but this is unlike any tyrannical power grab in history, because yes, there have been tyrants before, horrible despotic tyrants in times past, but there have been those times when tyranny grows and darkness grows, but then there has been the light on the other side and things get better and people revolt and overthrow. We are moving into the phase where with the technological tyranny coming into view, they can literally start to tinker with the genome of the species. They're starting to do all sorts of things that would have been unimaginable, talking about the Neuralink brain interfaces and these types of things that was total science fiction fantasy until now. And now they're really starting to do that and roll that out into the public consciousness. So eventually, what it means to be human at all will be changed on the other side of this event. And that's why I think, I mean, there's no bigger struggle in the history of the human species than what is going on right now in this generation.
Wow, what a powerful statement. It's so true. We are seeing, being a pastor, I look at everything from a biblical standpoint. We're seeing the mark of the beast infiltrate the whole, all of society and be instituted in our lives. We're seeing that right now. And folks, there'll come a time, unless you follow the beast system, the Antichrist system, you'd receive a mark. And I'm going to get into that in that little deeper topic. Unless you do what you're told, you won't be able to buy or sell. It's coming to that. It's coming to that. And it's going to be almost impossible not to get involved with this if you want to live. And that's what the Bible says. If you want to eat, if you want to pay for your home, whatever, you're going to do it their way, you're going to lose it. I would say barter may play a part of this sometime in the future, folks. Maybe swapping gold and silver coins or whatever, but it will be something in the future you can use. But James, getting around this system is going to be almost impossible once it's fully implemented, isn't it?
Unfortunately so, and the martyrs have never had it easy in any generation, but doubly or triply so for this coming generation. People who stick to their guns, it's going to get harder and harder and harder to do that, and a lot of people are going to fall by the wayside, and I'm not sitting here on a high horse about it. There are real decisions people are really going to have to make about their lives in the coming years.
Well, right now, people are by the means out of work. Businesses, I understand car dealerships have dropped down, the sales dropped 50 to 70% over the last month. And of course, airlines are begging for help, and as most businesses are. Chain restaurants are closing down, and employees, of course, out of work. Even when this is over, and who knows when it's going to be, I don't know how long the government can keep funding us, so to speak, to keep this thing rolling and giving everybody a pittance of something and promised, you know, that they'll not pay rent or house payments until this is all over. I don't know how long they do that before they finally say we can't do it any longer. But this will never go back to what it was last month, will it? This economy will never be like it was last month, ever again.
Yeah, well, we're being told that on a daily basis now. This is a new normal, and we have to get used to a new life. And unfortunately, I think that is correct. There's a difficult... It would be almost impossible for anything to return to what it was just a month ago at this point, because even if this virus disappeared from the face of the earth tomorrow and everything was better, still... All of the things that have been set in motion, all of the powers that have been tested right now, those are never going away. They will never be put back in the bag now that they're out. And you better believe, from now on, for the rest of your life, every year there's going to be some new seasonal virus, or, oh, it looks like a new coronavirus is developing, or whatever it is, there will be a viral panic every single year going out here. This is the new paradigm that they've tested, and... If it's an experiment, a social experiment of some sort, to see how much the public will accept, well, I guess it's a win for the people who are planning the enslavement of humanity. It's not a win for free humanity, because people have, as we say, have been conditioned to accept so much and are actually cheering it on right now. It's something to behold.
Well, you know, I know of at least one pastor named Brown in Tampa, Florida, was arrested for having church. I know another one was arrested in Louisiana, but I don't know the name right now. Was arrested in Louisiana for trying to have church against Caesar's rules and so-called regulations and his dictates, and a lot of churches voluntarily shutting down. I guess they're considered non-essential, and with most churches, I have to agree that's probably the truth. But and that sounds awful to say that, but folks, I don't apologize. A 501c3 church is not a church anyway. But nonetheless, we're seeing even the churches kowtow to this. We're seeing them cow down and obey Caesar's rules over the direct disobedience to the Bible in Hebrews 10:25, direct disobedience to the Word of God. We're seeing this happen. And will people stand and fight? Will we have another civil war? I think it's highly likely, James, we'll see bloodshed over this, don't you?
Yes, unfortunately so. Again, I think that certainly the American population and much of the globe has been divided against each other, neighbor versus neighbor, over every fault line for decades now. It is very likely that when and if people are starving to death and fighting each other for scraps from the master's table, that's going to be ugly. And I don't want to see that happen, but it's difficult to imagine how we're going to get out of that. They're already starting to report about looting and other things taking place in Italy as things start to devolve there. How far behind is America or the rest of the world?
Well, I do know that, because I do study these things, since 1963 we took prayer out of school. The crime rate in America has been up 550%. That is huge. And now that people are going to have a hard time paying the bills and feeding the family, it should get much worse, because people are not above stealing to eat. If they steal right now for drugs, what are they going to do when they get hungry? This is what we're facing, folks. We're not trying to scare you. We're telling the truth. You need to check out the Corbett Report.com. CorbettReport.com. Check it out and find this news out. James, you're now about the last minute. What are you going to say in closing?
Well, again, what we've talked about today is not exactly happy subject matter, but we're not trying to sugarcoat it here. We are moving into some dark times, and people need to at least face up to that fact so that they can start facing up to the really difficult things that are coming, and we have to be prepared for them. And I know you've been saying it for many years, I've been saying it for many years, but now people are finally willing to hear this message and listen to it, so I hope that they do and start really taking account of where they are, what situation they're in, what they're willing to do, what they're not willing to do, where their lines in the sand are, and what they can do to prepare for what's coming, because this is the game for all the marbles.
Wow. Very, very well said tonight. James, it's been a pleasure filling in for Mel tonight and getting to talk to you for the first time on the radio. I'll be in touch in the future for my broadcast, Lord willing. But this has been phenomenal, and it's always good to hear you on the broadcast. When you're on with other people, James, Jeff Rentz, all of them, I give this to you. I love it. You have a wonderful evening and a wonderful day where you're in Japan, and we'll be in touch in the future, okay?
Thank you very much. I look forward to it.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock on Melody's broadcast. So you have a wonderful day, and I'll be in my office tomorrow if you want to talk to us at 800-777-4403. Good night.
Never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.